In 2017, we decided to finally jump on the LED grow light bandwagon. We have used fluorescent T5 grow bulbs for many years. They have been fine performers and helped us raise many garden seeds. That said, there were some intriguing benefits to LED technologies, such as significant power savings and higher quality lighting. The shipment has come in, and after a bit of DIY ingenuity, we have our new DIY chip on board, Cobb LED Lighting Online. Chip on board, Cobb LED Basics. I spent a fair bit of time reviewing modern LED technology. I was intrigued by modern full-spectrum Cobb, or chip-on-board LED, S available from companies like Bridgelux, Cree and Citizen. Unlike the common grow LED, S that emit a blue-red, purple, blurple colour, these Cobbs are designed to emit a more natural coloured light. Say what you will, I know that plants thrive on full-spectrum lighting from the sun. Those blurple LED lights never really made sense to me, even if they were designed by NASA. A chip on board, or Cobb LED, is essentially a manufactured chip that has many dozens of smaller, low wattage LED S on it. This lighting circuit features inputs, positive and negative, that power all the individual LEDs. The chips are commonly rated to 100 watts, but most times running them at a lower wattage will be more electrically efficient. A coating covers the LEDs, which also helps the manufacturer control the general light spectrum that is emitted from the LED. This is the spectral output curve of the Cobb LED, EVs that we purchased. You can see that it offers a wide spectrum of light. Full spectrum essentially means that the light source will produce most frequencies of visible light. Everything from blues, greens, yellows and reds. This means the light will be more natural, like the sun or other common sources of lighting. As with most indoor garden lighting, Colorado BS are measured in degrees of Kelvin, which indicates how warm red or cool the light will generally be. Higher numbers are more blue, lower numbers are more red. This is not exclusive in full-spectrum lighting. A warmer, e.g. 3500K, LED will still produce some blue light, and a cool, e.g. 6500K, LED will still produce some orange-red light. The spectral output curve above shows what we mean by this. The rating just indicates what the chip will produce most of. In general, warmer lights are better for flowering, fruiting, whereas cooler lights are better for vegetative growth cycles, where Cobb LEDs really excel. Most intriguing to me, Colorado BS are highly electrically efficient. What this means to the gardener in common terms is more growing power and less electrical usage. After some initial testing, I found that I can get the same lighting to our previous T5 fixture with about half the power usage. We are living in one of the most expensive areas to buy electricity in America, at 24 cents per kilowatt hour, so every watt matters. The light will literally pay for itself in electrical savings alone. Cobb LED S are in wide, spread use across the cannabis, growing industry, but little information was publicly available for common plants and vegetables. Even though we are growing different plants entirely, I feel this industry does a good job at evaluating indoor garden light technologies, and their users give honest, straightforward reviews whether a light is good or not. What is important to them is also important to me. Everyone, and I mean everyone, raves about Cobb, S for growing marijuana. When it comes to growing lights, plants use the same light spectrum, whether it is a cabbage or cannabis plant, the DIY Cobb LED kit. I decided to take a plunge and purchased a kit from Timber Grow Lights to see how they would do for growing garden starts. Unfortunately, Timber Grow Lights has since discontinued their grow lighting kits. See below for more information. While there are commercial Cobb systems available, there is much money to be saved from DIY-based kits. Basically, you supply the light S-frame, and everything else is included in the DIY kit. I like Timber S-offering because they put finishing touches like heat, shrinking connections, and offering everything that is needed in a single kit. I decided this DIY effort was fully within my means as a hobbyist fabricator. The kit that I purchased was designed to grow cannabis, and it came with 3,500K Cobb S better for this plant. S flowering characteristic. I decided that I would buy some different Cobb S that would be more suitable for garden starts. I ventured on over to cobkits.com and found they had Citizen Cobb S in 6500K, which would be more suitable for our purposes of early seedings and vegetative growth. In hindsight, I could have saved some money, as the 3500K lead S would have been just fine. But I also now have another 4 Cobb S that I can put into production in the future. In all, the kit from Timber included the following: 4 Citizen 1212 Cobb S4 Cobb holders, 4 light reflectors, 4 heat sinks, 1 lead driver with custom connections for power, lead S and a dimming potentiometer, all the necessary wiring and hardware except frame, see below, cool stickers, a nice envelope with the invoice, and welcome letter cost, $299 plus $20, shipping to Alaska beyond this. I had to supply a few things to get everything put together. 3/4 Sinex, 3/4 Sinex, 1/8 thine aluminum angle, frame 6 to 32 emmachine screws, a nut size 6 washers, total cost $12. The extra Cobb S I purchased were $59, but this was not entirely necessary and more of a personal preference for future flexibility. A brief note on costs. I know I could have done the kit cheaper than I did if I designed and ordered everything from individual vendors. In Alaska, though, shipping costs are often a major factor, and ordering from several different vendors will usually eat any savings you may have had. After calculating things, the best deal for me was the kit from Timber. This also allowed me to get up and running in a few days instead of waiting 2 to 3+ weeks for Amazon and other places to actually get here. I want to grow plants, not dink around waiting for my project to finally arrive. Updated 2019, plus information on Cobb kits. As briefly mentioned above, Timber Grow Lights no longer supplies Cobb kits. They do have what they call pendant lights. But these are quite a bit different from what I purchased above. Similar parts can be purchased from cobkits.com, which supplies most of what a grower will need to put a kit together. You will have to figure out which parts are needed based on the Cobb lead S you would like to use. Unfortunately for our readers, we did not go this route, which means you will need to do a bit more learning than what we offer in this post. You essentially have to make sure the LED driver is electrically appropriate for the number of LEDs that you want to run. There are a number of forum posts and websites that detail parts that will work well together. Remember, you are playing with electricity. Frin, so it is important to know what you are doing. It would also be appropriate to mention that our 2020 plus recommendation for LED systems is currently Quantum Board LED. These are much more friendly to the grower and do not require DIY processes. Overall, the above kit was really nice. But alas, things change. Building the DIY Cobb led from a kit. The DIY process was not terribly difficult, but being my first one, there is a number of things I would do differently. My cobbled-together effort has lasted for many years now. Overall, without little guidance, it took me about 5 hours to assemble the frame and wire up the light. Spoiler alert, my second DIY Cobb light took much less time. The only tools required were a drill, screwdriver, adjustable wrench, hex bit and a multimeter. My first test of the lighting did not work, so I had to break out the multimeter. I figured out one of my connections between the Cobb and Cobb holder was not making good contact. Easily fixed, and I was off to the races. This was actually a good experience, as I learned several things about how Cobb S work and how to diagnose the system if things go awry later. After I made sure the default kit worked, swapping in the other as I purchased was super easy. I just had to unscrew a couple of hex screws, clean the heat sink with alcohol, insert the cob into the holder and apply new thermal protection, similar to what you would do when installing a CPU fan in a computer. The replacement lead S were considerably more blue, which is perfect for my particular application of raising garden starts. I am sure the 3500K lead S would have been fine as well, as these still produce blue spectrum light. I'm going with what I know about indoor horticulture, and it probably gives me a little bit of an edge. I was impressed that other than aluminium angle bracket and frame hardware, I did not need anything else that was not in the kit from Timber. It was practically plug and play as far as DIY kits go. Thoughts on the DIY cob led. With all that out of, the way my thoughts are that this new lighting is stupendous. First, this light is ridiculously powerful. I do not have means of measuring power, but I can measure lux. I can say the output of the cob is easily twice that of a 6-bulb T5 Holite right beneath the bulbs. I am seeing 15,000 lux under humidity domes 22 civied away. I am glad I took a minute to measure the output before putting plants under it. This light is a potential plant killer if not used carefully. We hang our cobleds around 24 civied from the grow table S surface. We are getting very acceptable coverage across four 10-20 trays side by side. I use a lux meter on my phone to dial in the lights to the desired level, for which I use my T5S measurement as an initial reference. We experimented with a few different levels. We have basically figured out that between 15,000 and 25,000 lux is about as high as you would ever want to go with baby plants. The cob led us to raise room temperature by a few degrees Fahrenheit. Not bad. The heat sinks get warm to the touch, but not much warmer than my T5 fixture. Overall, the LEDs are radically better at controlling heat compared to older incandescent bulbs. Heat is one of the main reasons we went to fluorescence originally. During our many years of ownership now, we have moved our cob-S to be semi, permanent fixtures in our year, round grow tent. We have few problems with heat build-up, and our exhaust fan only runs when our home is particularly warm, i.e. summer. Visually, the light from the 6,500K cob LED is quite similar to our T5's output. Interestingly, though, it seems more precise from a visual perspective, perhaps a little less warm than the 6,500K bulbs we have in our T5 fixture, but definitely the same colour range. The buy-in cost for the LEDs is higher than the average lighting, but the electrical savings make it worth it in the long run. For comparison, I paid around $220 for my current 6-bulb T5 Ho. S and bulbs run me about $10 each to replace. I replace 1 to 3 EV every year. Given that I should see a 10-plus year run out of these LED S and lower operational costs, the LED makes a lot of sense financially. Turning the cob knob up to 11. I am writing this section now 4 years after originally writing this article. I wanted to provide a little bit of reflection about the decision to learn about and build our own LED cob lighting. Was it worth it? What would we change? These lights have been terrific performers. We installed them into our 424 tent and have raised thousands of garden starts with them. We are consistently able to bang out strong, compact plants with these. We see overall more plant resilience in hardening off practices and great growth. Energy-wise, they are every bit of electrically efficient as one could hope. Our old T5 lights pulled 432 watts at the wall. These cover more space at less than half that draw, or about 200 watts each. Our entire 4-in-4 grow tent is now sub-negative 500 watts, with cooling from the wall. Our DIY ingenuity appears to have held up over the long term. No major issues. We did eventually see that both the potentiometers burned out on our kits. Fortunately, the light operates at full power without the potentiometer installed. I do not think there is a better way to cover a 4-in-4 grow tent with 400 watts. Frosty Gardens, current LED lighting opinion. We did this project back in 2017. This page is still popular on our website, though. It was a fun project that has been a reliable workhorse in our indoor garden. When we did this, LED lighting was still very boutique and very, very expensive to get into. A DIY project allowed us to adopt the technology without breaking the bank. Our indoor garden is now 100% LED-based. We have moved on entirely from our old T5 fluorescent lighting Our current recommendation, however, would be to go with a slightly newer technology called quantum lead boards. These are nearly as efficient as this project and just as powerful as DIY Cob. Without all the DIY effort, we added 290-watt quantum board lead to our garden kit in 2020 and two more in 2022. We use these on what we call our overflow table, where we keep most plants that we are actively hardening off or moving outside more frequently. While there are pluses and minuses to both technologies, the convenience factor of quantum board lead S make them a clear winner. They are nearly as powerful and equally electrically efficient. Out of the box. If I were doing a 4x4 tent these days, I would probably hang four 100-watt quantum boards. There are also large versions of the quantum boards available, which can cover larger areas. I think the ability to spread out your lighting provides for significant benefit in overall coverage. Unless there is a significant cost driver, I would favour more lights over more powerful centralised lights. However, if you are interested in going down the path of DIY lighting, there is a lot of good knowledge out there. I had a lot of fun learning about the technology, and it was not terribly expensive when done DIY. It is a worthy pursuit if you are the maker type.